B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day to all across the Delaware Valley. Live from the 2020 Auto Show here at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It is Cuz Radio. I'm Anthony Gargano. As we are tucked away here in this incredible auto show with the Jeep Experience. So come on by. Make sure you head out to the auto show. You got to stop and say hello as we hang out on this Valentine's Day Friday. A couple things we want to get to just right off the bat. And today I kind of want to do a football Friday. Today I got the itch. We'll talk about the NBA All Star Game. We'll do the dunk competition and NBA All Star Games past. Whether or not the Phillies can get Chris Bryant. How Matt Klentak sucks. I'll have the Friday Five for you, which has a lot to do with, you can imagine, Valentine's Day. But it is an interesting football, because as we reach February and we start to look ahead toward the combine and then the draft, and I started to think about how much I miss it, right? Like, you know, usually, like, now you go, all right, well, it's kind of doldrums of the winter doldrums, and you start to think about football. And a buddy of mine watched the Eagles Amazon show, because I still have refused to watch the show. I have. I don't want to relive a bad season. I don't want to. Like, to me, it was a dismal year. They made the playoffs, but, you know, when you look back on it, let's be real. Like, you know, I mean, it was kind of a bad year. That doesn't really do anything for it. I don't want to relive it. I'm just happy that Carson escaped the year and he turned it around and he exposed the frauds, the Alshons and the rest of the rats, Aguilar. And, you know, now we have a clean slate moving forward. But it was interesting because my buddy watched it and he said, listen, he goes, I got to tell you a couple things. He went, one, Doug is the greatest. He said, Doug comes across as the greatest dude ever, and they just want to play for him. He said, Brandon Graham is the greatest. He comes across because he was like the centerpiece of it. He said, he was the best. He looked terrific. He said, Fletcher Cox and Brandon Brooks were a real lovable twosome. That Fletch really looked out for Brooks. And we know about the anxiety that Brandon Brooks is saddled with. And it's cool how Fletcher Cox really looks out for him and that sort of thing. And it got me thinking about the personalities. And it got me thinking about love, right? Like, you know, like this is Valentine's Day. We love sports. Is all about love and hate. It's what it is. It's either Valentine's Day or it's the Valentine's Day Massacre. That's paramount. And when you see these sort of, you know, shows, and where it, you know, pulls the curtain aside and you get to see your guys, who comes across well, who comes across like, you know, I want to have a beer with him, or I want to hang out with him, or that guy's great, or that guy's a creep. You know, and really, your personality is exposed when you're doing that kind of content, those kinds of shows. And so I found it really interesting. Of course, I guess that Aguilar comes across pretty badly in the show. That's what he told me. But I was curious if you saw it, you know, where you're at with your love of this team, your love. And we're going to go deeply into it, and we'll cross sports and the whole thing. But I want to start with the Eagles and that kind of love and devotion that is so unique. And I think, I didn't see it, but it was depicted pretty accurately during that series. And when you look at that series, and this is the question off of, you know, who really kind of stands out for you? Because I'm curious, you know, I'm not right now planning not to watch it. Anthony in Baltimore, my man, called last night. He said it was good. He tried to implore me to watch it. And my buddy, he watched it. And I'm like, you know, should I? But it's still the last season was just an ugly year. And I want to relive Eagles football, but I don't want to do last year. Last year was not fun. The only thing I take from it was the Carson thing. And I for me, Carson Wentz answered the questions last year. So I feel, if I'm going to give you 1 to 10 confidence in Carson, I mean, I'm at like a 9. And I know Mr. X right now is blanching and you know, vomiting in his mouth. But I don't care. I believe in Carson. I believe that Carson he's back. And I expect monster things from him. And here he is next to me. Guy I love. The Tunis. Good morning, Tunis.
Good morning. Yeah, they took off the shackles. So here I am.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
I'm allowed out today. This is awesome. This is great. Look at all these cars, man. This is awesome.
You know, I was thinking because I was walking with one of the security guards and Betty. And Betty and I were walking. And, like, you marvel. Like, how do you get all these cars in here?
Oh, yeah, it's unreal.
I mean, the amount of hours, man hours, put in to get these cars, all these cars inside. Pretty amazing.
And the best part is, look how clean they are, right? My car hasn't been this clean since I bought it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
it just all, goes all downhill from there.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
But the Eagles all or nothing, so you're still considering not watching it.
Yes.
I'm going to watch it. I haven't watched it yet, but I plan on watching it. It wasn't a, oh my God, all or nothing came out, I'm going to watch it day one. For me, it's like, okay, I'm going to wait a little bit. I'm going to watch it once the hype goes down a little bit. But I still plan on watching it. I'm surprised that you don't want to watch it at all. Or you're leaning that way.
No, I'm not watching it.
I get that it was an ugly season, but
I'm out.
The storylines and reliving a little bit, you're out.
Yeah, in fact, I'm even more out that my buddy told me, basically gave me the highlights of it.
Oh, so you're done.
So
you already know.
So now I don't even have to watch
it. Cliff notes.
So now I don't even have to watch it.
I'm intrigued by it. I still want to see.
What are you intrigued by?
I don't know. Like, I think if I could fast forward to the end, the last 4 weeks, I do want to relive the last 4 weeks. Those were four great weeks. I mean, just reliving how we felt during those 4 weeks, where it was live and die by those last 4 weeks. You have to win every single game. That Cowboys game.
Yeah, like, I enjoyed it, but it was, you know, I mean, they lost to the Dolphins.
I get that they lost to the Dolphins, but they overcame that loss to the Dolphins and got to the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
And unfortunately, as we talked about, we got cheated of a playoff game because Carson Wentz goes down.
Yeah, all right.
But I wouldn't mind sitting there saying, what if?
What if what?
It's a day. It's a day to watch it.
First of all, they weren't beating San Fran.
You don't know that.
I do. They weren't beating San Fran. All right?
You're probably right.
They would have been, if they had gotten there, it would have been like the bogus Packers.
But better than the Packers. The Packers were awful in that game. They didn't show up.
At
least showing up in that game.
They didn't have enough weapons.
Okay.
You know, bottom line is, my takeaway is, all good Carson. Now, give him receivers.
Right.
All right? I like Miles. All right? Give him receivers now. And let's go.
Here's how I do feel about that team, because you bring up the word love, because it is such a very great day of Valentine's Day. I love that team the last 4 weeks. That team. Because the rats were gone at that point.
I agree.
There were a couple of guys missing, like Brandon Brooks missing. Obviously, I love
Who
Brandon
is
Brooks.
Boston Scott?
I love
You know, I was in the Boston Scott and Greg Ward. But they were lovable. I love the kids, but you know, I mean,
I'm not saying I want to move on with them and say, all right, Greg Ward's our number one receiver.
I'd be happy to have them on the team. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, it's what it is. They beat a couple bad teams, and
right.
You know.
But I'm not gonna lie. I didn't really like the Eagles the first 13 weeks because there was too much going on. Right, there's too much trash going on.
Well, then why do you want to relive it? That's my point. Like, I don't want to relive the Nelson Aguilar dropping balls and Alshon Jeffrey
being a rat
and then getting roasted in Minnesota and getting roasted in Dallas the first time and Scandrick.
Here's why I watch it. I see Aguilar dropping it down the sideline against the Falcons, and I go, oh, wow, they're going to draft a receiver for Carson who's actually going
to
make that.
I don't need to watch that. When I go, let's get receivers in here. I'd rather watch the combine.
Okay.
I'd rather watch, you know, video.
All right, here's what we'll do. When the combine's going on, that's when I'll watch All or Nothing. You fill me in on the combine. I fill you in on All or Nothing.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into it, by the way. And we will also get into, as a secondary topic, your Philadelphia Flyers.
Great
now,
win.
That was beyond a great win. Monday night, they beat the Panthers. Then you know what happened Tuesday against the Islanders. And they fought back after the 3-0 start. And then here it is last night. You get the home of your Sunrise, Florida. You got them less than a week. It's so hard to beat a team twice in a span of a couple days. And they go down to Florida, underdog. And they just dominate the Panthers. Dominate. I had a caller to Cousins Corner last night. What was his name? And he goes, the same old Flyers. Hey.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about?
That means he hasn't watched.
Well, I went on one of those, don't stay away from sports. It's not for everybody.
It's always a good rant.
Don't watch it. All right. If you're going to have that opinion, you shouldn't watch sports. He was like, they're up and down. And all I can I go, dude, if you can't see that they are different, that this is a different team, and that they're going to be good for now, you know, through the foreseeable future, then you're crazy.
Yeah, this Flyers team is not the same old Flyers team. You have a goalie.
Right.
Who you can go into every single night when he's
exactly.
playing and go, we have a chance to see a win tonight.
Exactly. So you will hear from Jason Martinez. That's right. Jason's going to join the show at 11 o'clock. He's doing some great work for the Flyers. And he's going to give us some of his Flyers insight around 11 o'clock. And a little bit later on after that, you'll hear from Tim Legler, who I had on last night. Legs will go on. He'll give you the all-star break. And he's very high on the Sixers. So we got some fun guests, lots of good stuff live from the 2020 Philly Auto Show. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 10:22 live at the 2020 Philly Auto Show. Hanging out, Cuz with the Chunas, right by the Jeep Experience. All right, so I have with me the Friday Five. Now I'm going to give you the questions, and then I'll have the answers coming up. And if you want to chime in online on the phone lines, you want to tweet him in, you want to call him in, the Chunas will have some of his as well. But here they are. You ready? The Friday Five. Chunas, we are at the car show. There are movie cars. Give me the most famous car. All right, give me your famous car.
All right, most famous movie car.
Or whatever, right. Movie TV, you okay. Name it. Your most favorite car, famous favorite car. Question number two. This is off the All or Nothing series. You can make any Philadelphia season into a show. Except the Super Bowl season, because that's obvious. What season are you turning into a show? A six-part docuseries.
Six-parter.
You can go to back in time any season you want and turn into a six-part docuseries.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
All right. What is your Carson confidence meter? I gave you mine. Did I say nine or eight?
You said nine.
Yeah, nine.
I'm probably with you on the nine.
I stayed at nine.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What is your Carson confidence meter after the season? Question number four. Give me your worst date slash hookup slash romantic experience.
Great.
That should be good. Yes. And then finally, in honor of Valentine's Day, this is the love-hate portion. I need a local and national, could be now, could be all time, love and hate in the NBA, the NFL, the MLB, and the NHL. So it's going to be love, your local love, your non-local love, your local hate, your non-local hate. And that's in honor of love, because it's Valentine's Day, and the Valentine's Day Massacre, because it really is about love and hate.
Going all four.
Yes. And local and Nash and non-local. How about that? Are you good?
Yeah. I'm good.
You have some good ones?
It's crazy how recent some of the hates are.
Yeah?
You know what
I
mean?
Well, of course.
You know, Nelson Aguilar's first to come to mind.
I agree. I'm with you. All right. Let's get it started on the phone lines. Let's start off with my man Sammy in Northern Libs. Sammy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Sammy, how about those Flyers last night, brother?
Oh, my God. How about those Flyers? What a win.
That was a great win.
Do they just attack nonstop. They do not stop attacking the entire game. It's amazing to watch.
You know what's amazing about them, too? That was such a tough spot, and I agree with you. They just dominated Florida last night on their home ice.
Yep. And then at the beginning of the third, when Florida started to get a little momentum, that's where you'll see teams sort of pull back and go into defensive mode. But the Flyers, it's got to be the new coach. They do not stop attacking the entire game.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see. I think they can make a run. I really do. I know sort of in the totem pole of where we think the teams are at, we sort of have them as, you know, maybe a year or two away from making a run, but they can skate with anyone. They really can.
You know what's so funny? You're right. It's so hard to handicap because, like, you know, so much is about your goaltender being right and being hot and, you know, count on him. But you figure they check that off the list. I mean, he's good. Kid's good, right? Kid's legit.
Yeah, I mean, he's a stud.
Now, you know, you don't know how he reacts in the playoffs, but assuming there's no meltdown, and they play well in front of him. Like, they got that system where they're playing well in front of him, and I agree with you. It's, you know, they could. They could.
It would not be crazy
to think they could go on some kind of epic run.
I think if they can win a series, I always say, if you can win a series in the NHL playoffs, you have a chance to win the cup. And I think they can win a series. I think they can win a series. So we'll see what happens.
Also to your point, look how they have fared against the elite of a league. I mean,
yep.
You know, they beat Washington twice. I mean, they play, you know, they held Tampa Bay to one goal in that game.
Yeah. They're a tough team to play against because they have a lot of speed and they have a lot of. I mean, I was looking at the lines, cuz trying to pick who was going to score to get, and it's hard to choose which flyer you think is going to score on any given night because they're all capable and they're really fun to watch.
Man. I mean, even their fourth line last night. Their fourth line was played great last night.
Yep, they play hard. Hey, real quick. So we were talking Phillies a little bit yesterday.
Yes.
And I thought of something after we got off the phone. Do the Phillies have a song? Do we have a play the song for the Phillies?
Wow. You know what? That is great. Because right now, no. And right now, are they even song worthy?
See, that's what I was thinking. I don't know if there's song. Maybe we need to wait to see how the season plays out a bit. But I was thinking that I love to play the song, and I'd love to
go
through the summer. So,
especially summertime. Summertime would be great. I agree with you.
So, I don't know.
Let's think about that for a second, and we'll table. If you could think of one, Sam, or it could be a hate song. Like, we could even, it could be one or the other, right?
Right.
We could have, like if there are disappointment, then we'll try to run Klentak out, right?
We'll
do a Hate Matt song. So, all right, buddy. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You could do like a Hit the Road Jack.
Yeah, Hit the Road Matt. But it got to be a song, though. So, you know, we got to think about it. Otherwise, you could, you know, listen, they get Chris Bryant, which I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But if they get, you know, something like that, we'll get excited. I agree. I would love for it to transfer into it. You know, the three other teams all have the song.
They all got the song. The Sixers one is easy, right? We have to really dig deep for the Sixers.
But like we did yesterday, like we talked about yesterday.
With Gary.
We want to see how we feel. And we're going to open up. It's like the Sixers, you know, playlist or in a bar, old school jukebox, right? You're in a bar and who's, you know, what are you playing? How are you feeling today? And maybe all I want to do is hear the song, but yet somebody's commandeered the jukebox.
Love the jukebox.
Right? The bar. Corner bar.
I don't think I've ever seen a jukebox at a bar, to be honest. I may be too young. I've seen a jukebox. I know what it looks like. I don't think I've ever seen it at an establishment.
Not a, you know, not a, what you call it, like a, you know, old school, like Fonzie.
Yeah, you're talking about the touch tunes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but I like the old school look.
Oh, all right.
Oh, you know me.
I was going to say, you didn't, you know, all right. Go to a bar, just, you know, what you got to do? Goof. Let's go to.
No, you don't want to do this.
What? No?
No, you don't want to do this.
Mike?
Yeah.
Why?
You'll see.
Why? Mike? What's wrong with Mike? I like Mike.
All right.
He's a contrarian.
I love Mike.
It's all right. Michael, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andrew, that hurts my feelings. It really does. On Valentine's Day.
How are you, buddy? Happy V-Day, my friend.
Happy Valentine's Day. Anthony, I am kind of, I like Carson Wentz, and I want him to do well. So let me just start off by saying that.
Yeah.
And I think the front office, Howie Roseman, has done him no favors with putting talent around him. That being said, I don't have the confidence level that you have. I'm at a 5 right now. 5, maybe 4.5, because I think a lot of where people's confidence in the city comes from are those last four games. And we really have to understand the opponent and the level of talent he was going against. And they actually struggled in some of those games. They struggled against the Giants. They looked like they were about to lose to the Redskins. Like, there's some things in there where I wasn't impressed with. I didn't go from those last four games and think, yeah, Carson's a world beater. I think he was playing some garbage.
All fair. All, Mike, very, very fair. I'll just give you how I feel about him. When I think about and what I saw, and I agree with you, there were moments like that Giant game in the first half. Yeah. They were down, what, 17-0 in the first half, if you remember?
And they were getting spanked by the Redskins at one point.
Yes, they were. Mostly the defense was getting exposed. But I'm with you. The thing that impressed me, though, was he, I mean, the level of guys that he had, I mean, completely green. And he made throws. Like the one to Miles Sanders in the Redskin game was one of the great throws you'll ever see. I mean, you could argue that was a top five throw in all of the season last year, right?
Understandable, and I agree with you. But then you have to take into account the first 12 games, and that Dolphins game was abysmal.
It was abysmal.
You have
I agree.
To look at everything. You can't just
remember that was. But you're right. But let me counter a couple things. The Dolphins game that wasn't on Wentz. That was on the defense was horrible. Remember Fitzpatrick goes up and down the field on him. Early in the season, he was beset by drops. Middle of the season, he was not good, right? Yeah. Seattle, he wasn't good. Dallas, Minnesota, he wasn't any good. Now, again, I still think he was let down for the most part by his receivers early, right?
Yeah.
He had no speed guy. I mean, imagine that. Like, you're going in. So imagine how easy it is to defend them when you know that they can go on a go route.
Let me counter it with this. I agree. Everything you're saying, I agree with. But then I look at the front office, and I think, is Howie Roseman the guy? Because I feel like he's going to waste years of Carson's career.
Yeah.
He can't identify speed. He can't identify defensive.
Well, I mean, that's different.
He can't identify
wide
receivers. Like, I mean, now you're talking about not being able to put talent around him because your front office guy can't do his job properly.
Well, listen, that's a different argument. I'm just talking about Wentz and how you feel about Wentz.
So. All of it, but I'm still that my confidence with him is at a 5 for right now because
of
that.
Well, I got you up from a 4, 4.5.
4.5, 5. Yeah, we're in that area.
All right, Mikey. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend, pal. Yeah. I mean, I look at him, I saw him take control. I saw incredible throws.
Throws that, like, three other quarterbacks can make in the NFL. That touchdown to Miles Sanders.
Yeah, I put it this way. And Mike brings up good points. But if they don't win a Super Bowl with Wentz, I feel confident in saying it won't be because of Wentz. Like, he showed me he brought you back in games. He last drives. He's not a choke. He can make big throws, big moments. You know, I mean, he's got me.
The only reason why I would say it was because of Wentz that they didn't win a Super Bowl is because of the injuries.
I'm saying for the next
10 years.
Yeah, if the injuries is injured. I can't, you know, that to me is a separate deal. Like, I can't.
Right, but if I'm looking into the crystal ball, it's like, all right, Eagles never won.
Right.
Is it Carson's fault? Probably not, but if it was, it was because of injury. Because I think he has all the talent in the world.
All right. We'll see. Lou, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Lou.
Ah, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
What's up, Lou?
Yeah, what's up? I can't wait to get home and watch Stephon Diggs, man. I'm so psyched. Come on, man. I'm with you, dude. First of all, this hard knocks, all or nothing thing, a certain part of me, I don't want to know what goes on in that building. You know? I'd rather get my news from you guys and just speculate. I mean, you know. Right?
That's awesome.
No, it's true because, I don't know, man. As far as I'm concerned, whenever you're mic'd up, you got a camera in front of you, it's freaking Hollywood. So, you really want that with our team? No! So, whatever. You know what? Tell you what, guys. Amazon, put a camera in the elevator at the link and just let it roll and give me a couple episodes of that and it'll be just as entertaining.
Yeah. Well, that might even be more entertaining, man. Right? That's for sure. Yeah, you put that in the stands, man. That's a show.
I just never bought into it, dude. Especially, you know, I mean, who wants the highs and lows? There are a lot of highs. I was at that last Giant game, high-fiving Eagle fans all over the place. It was awesome. And a little nerve-wracking when it was about 10-10 and Dallas was up, killing the Redskins. You know, There's some good memories, but I want last season in the past. Don't mind me, you know.
Listen, I feel you, man. You're speaking my tune.
I'm with you.
The Tunis is the one, the Jones, to watch it.
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah.
I just wasn't excited enough to be like, oh, it came out. I'm going to watch it today. But I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Louie. Appreciate it, brother.
You're not alone, though.
We got the
Twitter poll running.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the simple question, whether or not it's must-watch.
Must-see TV, right?
I put out your reasoning is because you don't want to relive what was ultimately a bad season. And
it was.
62% are saying, no, it's not a must-watch.
We know the ending was horrid, right?
Yeah, I get that.
It was a horrid ending.
I'm surprised that...
And I guess, you know, it was funny because my buddy told me Josh McCown, he came across great. You know,
yeah, somebody tweeted that
warrior,
in.
Warrior, real lovable, and, you know. But, ultimately, you got a 40-year-old dude trying to run a hurry. He couldn't even run a hurry up. Because Doug said, all right, we're going to run... tempo, and he's like, give me a couple plays.
Right.
Give me a couple series before we run tempo. So, I don't know. I got no interest in it.
I'm surprised, though, because maybe not so much for you, but for people to be saying, no, it's not must watch, when they don't, a lot of fans don't get to see the inside as much, right? Not like we're inside the locker room, but we get to experience a little bit more than the casual Eagles fan. So, I'm surprised that people are saying that it's not a must-watch TV because you're getting a lot more than you normally would just watching games on Sundays.
Yeah, well, you know. Do you like the sports drama, the sports docuseries?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Poll of the Day is brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cairns can. With emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new train, heating, and cooling system. If you need one... visit MarvinEKans.com today.
One docuseries I'm pumped for, it's coming out in July, is the Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
10 episode, I think, something like that.
That's supposed to be unbelievable.
I can't wait.
I want to, does it answer the ultimate question?
Right.
To the one question sports people want to know about. Why he played baseball.
Why he took the time off.
You know how many nights in bars across Chicago? I've had that conversation with people.
Yeah, because one of the rumors is the gambling thing. Yeah. There's all kinds of rumors, right?
Yeah. There was who's this guy's name? Was Brian. He worked for the league. I was in a bar in Chicago. It was like after one of the... It was after the... Do you remember the game? Scottie Pippen did not go into the game. He refused to check back in. There was like 3-point-something seconds. Kukoc takes the shot because he drew the play up for Kukoc. Do you remember hearing about that?
I did not.
Yeah, it was like an infamous game. There was like 3.1 seconds, and they drew up the play. Jordan was already playing baseball.
Right.
And they drew up the play for Kukoc, not Scotty, and he got mad. And I remember covering that game. And after the game, I went out to where we were at some bar. And there's NBA people. And there was a guy named Brian. I forget his last name. And it was me and another dude, writer, columnist, and this league guy. And, and they're just telling Jordan stories. Like, legendary. And I knew some, but these guys knew everything.
And this is not basketball Michael Jordan stories, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Correct. And it was like, is this for real,
Yeah, that's something I'm really excited for.
Yeah.
Because I would like to learn more about the Jordan stuff. Obviously, I read up about it, but, I mean, you lived it, right? You were covering the man, so you lived it. I'm looking forward.
Yeah, but I was young, and I was at the end of his, I called him the first season. It was the year they beat the Suns was the first year I covered him. They beat Charles, and then they rioted in what was the name of that park in Chicago? Grant Park. Yeah. All right, 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. We're live at the 2020 Philly Auto Show. All the beautiful cars lined up. We're by the Jeep Experience with the uncles, right? Hanging out. All right, let's talk about Parks Casino, the hometown casino. My casino of choice, that's right. We were there last night for Cousins Corner. Love our friends at Parks Casino. So, again, when if you go there, we do the show like live in the sports book last night. And it just marvel. You see the wraparound video wall. It's amazing. They have everything. If you can't get there, I strongly urge you to go to parkscasino.com/PA or download the app from the Apple on the iTunes store. And they have all the great stuff. I'm looking at the app right now. And like tonight, Team World versus Team USA. USA is a 5-point favorite.
Wow, is that right?
You gotta give me the rosters.
I'm gonna lean the world.
I lean world too.
3-point shooting. Man.
I agree.
It's co world.
That's it. Now here's something I might want to take a shot at there, Tunis. The Philadelphia 76ers on the futures portion of the ParksCasino.com website and app +600 to win the East. That's the good price. 6-1?
Playoffs to win the East, right? Not regular season?
The playoffs.
It's actually not bad.
It's not at all. The Bucks are the favorite, -139. Bleep the Bucks. Shoot the deer. I need a shotgun with shoot the deer. All right? I hate the Bucks. Bleep the Bucks. Thank you. Go to ParksCasino.com/PA. Use my code, CuzRadio. Get risk-free belt to $500. That's right. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Live at the Philly Auto Show. Yes. Cuz Radio with Tunis. Tunis and I were out last night.
It's a good time.
Yes, at the Palm. We had a little gathering.
It's great food. Nice salmon.
Yeah, a nice piece of salmon.
It's a lot better than the Walmart salmon that I buy. It was a good salmon yesterday.
Yeah, it was a nice time. You saw the Joe the Lawyer?
Yes.
Right? Don Marone?
I cleaned up for the Don.
Right? Don Marone?
I went with the blazer last night for the Don.
Yes, Don Marone.
Not my normal sweats and a t-shirt.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, everybody. Josh, the tech man, tech whiz.
Tell you one thing, I feel like an idiot around those people. They're so smart.
Michelle, right?
They're all so smart. I'm just like, all right.
They are very smart. They're very, very sharp people. All right, do a couple things. Jason's coming up at 11, so looking forward to talking to Jason. We'll get a little flyer action and look really excited. Sam said it best to start the show. There is no ceiling, right? Like, there's no ceiling when it comes to this team.
Right.
That's what we know about the NHL playoffs is that, who knows? Now, you know, nobody's expecting them. This is not, you know, expect a cup run. But there is no ceiling that says they can't go on some kind of run.
This is the perfect example of just enjoy the ride. Like 2 years ago with the Sixers, you weren't expecting a championship run in year one of Simmons and Embiid together. This is year one of Alain Vigneault and what Chuck Fletcher did leading into this season and the guys you have on the ice right now. And of course, when you ultimately win the Stanley Cup, hopefully in the next couple of years, some of these veterans probably won't be here. There's some big contracts that are going to come off the books soon. But right now, this is the enjoy the ride team and see how far they can go. And they could surprise you if they go deep.
Yeah. Yeah, I truly believe that. Let's go to John. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, John 8?
Yo, cuz. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. First things first. I've been listening to you for a while. It's the first time I've been able to call in, so I'm happy to finally be talking to you.
Oh,
I'm like you missed
you.
Before, but, you know, never gotten you, so thank
thanks,
you.
Buddy.
I don't know if anybody said it while I was on hold. I wasn't listening, but we have a Philly song, man.
What, the...
We got High Hopes.
Nah. Oh, the High Hopes.
Yeah. You know, and that's
Harry.
You don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Harry, that's something you don't want to hear when they suck. So, you know, it's kind of like the Sixers song. I don't want to hear that when they're losing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, so Pat, do me a favor. Just cue up the High Hope, the Harry High Hopes. You're right about
gotta
that.
Have it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no good,
Junis. So, it's too slow. I like it when like they win and it's boom. Like the Sixers song really hits you, right? Feel the Shake hits you because the horn hits you right away. The Ain't No Stopping Us Now hits you. I love High Hopes, Harry. When the game's over, right, and you're leaving, you're walking up the steps, and you're listening to Harry singing, it's great. But it doesn't hit you.
Huh.
Like when you go, Junis, play the song. You don't want, when you are down. You know what I mean? Like you want something that hits you.
Yeah, I get you. I hear you. I hear you.
Best thing I could think of. But, hey, I understand what you mean by you don't want to watch y'all on nothing special. I'm with you. My expectations were through the roof at the beginning of the season. And when it came out, I thought it was cool that they had that special, but I wasn't beating down the door to see it. My girl actually sat me down and had me watch it with her, and I got to tell you, I really enjoyed it. Like, the best
did
part
you?
About it was, yeah, it was being able to kind of see those players that you've grown an attachment to, especially after winning the ring, you know, to see them go through the ups and downs. And, you know, I know you're a Carson guy. I am, too. He shined really bright in that special. It was great to watch him. Another thing I got a kick out of was seeing how much of a snake Ansel Andrus Skandrick was. Like, he really, two-faced snake, and it highlights that. They don't hold
really?
Back.
Yeah,
they get put really? On the sideline, talking to Malcolm, telling him that's why he's the captain of the team, and that's why everybody follows him. And then, you know, he's sitting in front of Skip and Shannon, basically doing a 180.
Wow.
They don't make him look good, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
How about the Alshon?
Yeah,
anything with the Alshonimus?
There's certain players you don't get much from. You don't get anything from Alshon. Like, he wasn't mic'd up. No interviews. I was also surprised you don't get anything from Jason Peters. I feel like at this point in his career, he just wants to, you know, put his head down and
continue
being a Hall of Famer. But, yeah, you get Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, you know, Wentz in there a lot. Not so much Kelsey. A little bit of stuff on the sideline. But Graham is like he's like the star of the show.
He's the star.
He's
right?
All over the thing. A little bit of Zach Ertz, too. And you could tell also who's a natural fit for the camera and who isn't.
Right.
But Graham's got to go into some sort of broadcasting when he's done. He's kind of got it.
Yeah, well, he's got a great personality.
He's
got a great... Thank you, 97.5. Like, he's, you know, he's got that way about him. Like, he's... You want to go, I'm going to have a beer with him. You know, he's got that way. I agree. How are the kids? They dive into Boston Scott and Greg Ward?
Well, not so much Boston Scott, but they get into Miles Sanders a lot. They show a lot of Greg Ward and how the team talks about him. They don't really put him in front of the camera a lot, but you feel for the guy. Like, you're proud of him. Like, you know, going from a quarterback to a receiver and being cut four or five times. Like, just by the end of the Washington game, you're just so proud of him. I'm excited to see what he's going to do next year. Hopefully they can put some support around him, too.
How about Dougie P?
You said earlier, he's the man. Players want to win for him. He just, he's a player's coach, true and true.
Yeah, I'm trying to, and I guess Josh McCown came across really well, right?
He did, yeah. When he was, it makes sense too. When he was walking off the field, all teary-eyed. I mean, there's some games. I think it's the Giants game. He's on the sideline the entire time. He doesn't take his helmet off. I think he was preparing to, you know, go out and run a route or two for a few special plays. But like, he was living vicariously through that team. So when he finally got the chance to play in the playoff game, it was like all that emotion came out at once. So yeah, you definitely. That's the thing about it. Like, you get a lot of love for these players when you watch that. And, I mean, obviously they're only going to show you the real good sides of them. But I don't know. As an Eagle fan, as a bleed green diehard that you are, I definitely recommend it.
All right. Hey, I got to tell you, great stuff, John. Thank you, my brother. We appreciate
you,
it, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, bud. Have a good week.
All right. You too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.